Well, more and more, it's looking like America's getting ready to go back to work. We're opening up stores and restaurants and bars, and I gather pretty soon you're actually going to be able to get a tattoo again. But the offices that we go back to are not going to, they can't be the same place. I mean, they're going to have to be different. And this ought to be a unique opportunity for Jason McCann. You know, he's been on here. He's the founder, our co-founder of Veradesk, a company that's now just called Vera because they've gone into a lot of other things. The CEO of Vera, Jason McCann joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me back. So glad to be here. And I guess I don't get to see you face to face this time, but we're getting to do it virtually. So it's fun.
Yeah. Well, everybody else is too. It's the new craze. You know, this is just horrible, and we're going to lose a lot of businesses, and we've lost a lot of people, and it's not over yet. But in your business, this ought to be a grand opportunity because everything's going to have to change, I would think, in offices. Now you pioneered the standing desk, the desktop risers, and you do everything else now. I mean, it ought to use every part of your company, I would think.
Yeah, overnight, you know, we shifted just like everybody to a work from home environment. So it took us about 4 hours to have the teams up and running and be fully productive via remote. And so immediately we had all these companies start reaching out to us after it became more than just a day, it became weeks, and said, help us with our work from home initiative. So you're right. Absolutely. We almost shifted back to our original business to consumer e-commerce business. And we set up hundreds of programs to help thousands and thousands of employees out there work from home, so they're not sitting at their kitchen table. And so that was the immediate impact that happened. And then as we were going through that process, people started to say, well, what's the new normal going to be like? And so I put my design team on it to think about what's it going to be like when we do come back together.
You know, the whole push had been for collaborative working. Everybody works in the same space, and you sit around a table together, and you share lunches or breaks time together. And now it looks like it's being away from each other is what's going to have to happen.
Yeah, I think the pendulum, by this shock that hit the system, the pendulum swung all the way and suddenly we're totally distributed. And so it's allowed us as leaders to rethink what is the purpose of an office. And really, you think about it, it is for collaboration and communication, but it's also about culture and people. And so the idea of us all being so isolated right now and alone, but now we do thrive for the human interaction components of it. So where do we find that balance at? And how do we keep our employees safe and healthy? So our team went through and we redesigned the headquarters while everybody was out and said, okay, what are the best guidelines and feedback we can get from other companies in Asia that are maybe 10 weeks ahead of us? Also, what is the CDC saying? And so with flexibility and change, we just went through and literally moved our walls, moved our desks, added acrylic panels, and are really reimagining what the new normal can be for the workspace of the future.
Lighting, comfortable chairs, conference room tables, you're in all that business. But also these portable sort of modular walls that can be put up in a very short period of time. You don't have to have a bunch of carpenters in. I would guess right. There's got to be a lot of demand for that right now.
Absolutely. A tremendous amount of demand. Even here in Coppell, we did Dr. Bailey's orthodontist office because he was trying to reopen and said, hey, I need some partitions between my visitors that are coming in there. So we bolted some in the floor and put them in there. So the idea that you can take walls and move it, add acrylic panels, and with our quick flex walls, we were able to literally triple the number of walls in our space, but they're glass and aluminum, so you can still see there's still energy. Added acrylic panels throughout. Put that distant space design into it, remove some of the chairs in our conference rooms, put temperature scanners at the front. I tripled the number of Purell stations, and literally, quote, overnight, we're able to start coming back and learning what's working and what doesn't so that we can continue to think about the workspace of the future and what it should be like and could be like.
You're shipping all over the world. If memory serves, on any given day, you ship to 20 or 30 different countries. I think you do business in over 100. And you have facilities, you know, offshore too. So can you get access to product, and can you ship it? And what is everybody else doing around the world?
Yeah, we have a global supply chain. So initially, we did have a supply shock that hit our system because Asia was impacted by it. And a lot of our products are made in Taiwan, China, South Korea, and a little bit out of the U.S. So we saw it happen during Chinese New Year, but we have been through SARS and H1N1. I've been through these challenges before. So we rallied the troops, the teams knew how to react. Then we were suddenly back in stock, no challenges on the supply chain, and we have the demand shock that's now hit the overall economy. But our work from home business is up 400%+ overnight as we help all these companies transition. And while our project business was down initially, most people are simply saying, hey, help us think about what the new normal can be. And they've postponed some projects, but we're already starting to see clients thinking about how do I get back, how do I balance work from home and the new normal. And so it's been a great opportunity for us to lean in, continue to invest. I haven't had to furlough anybody. In fact, I've got 20 open sales positions right now. We're hiring people when most people are in it being faced with this because I'm trying to find a way to power through this storm.
And so you, in talking to these businesses that are trying to buy your product offshore, I'm particularly interested in, is the same model that you're coming up with in Coppell going to be transferred to, you know, Taiwan or Germany or wherever else you're shipping? Has everybody got the same ideas?
I think everybody's looking at it similarly to say, how do we think about the workspace, school space of the future? What is working remote versus being in together and collaborative together? We learned early on that months ago, Taiwan and Hong Kong and China started removing 50%+ of the tables in all the restaurants. They'd already made temperature checks mandatory. They, as soon as you walk into a restaurant, they're spraying your hands with alcohol and checking your temperature. Well, those were things we saw 10 and 12 weeks ago. So we started prepping and checking temperatures at our office. And I added alcohol sanitizers on everybody's desk in preparation for what other countries and companies were doing. But you're right. The entire world is very laser focused on this and how do we get through it. And so we're sharing ideas and we're learning from other organizations. We see what Governor Abbott is doing. And so we're learning and then we share those ideas with ourselves. We're doing tours. We're doing virtual tours of our headquarters so that we can learn. The faster we learn, we know that we can get through this.
Yeah, nobody seems to have the advantage on anybody else because none of us have ever been through this before. Everybody's learning simultaneously.
But I think it's a great way for us as citizens of our local communities, as citizens of our country and of the world to lean in on our values and serve one another and help one another and share what's working and what doesn't, because it is a common threat that we can all combat and do our part to make a difference. So whether the support the researchers, support those on the front lines, support the nonprofits right now that need food and donations. So for us, we recognize all these school kids were being impacted. So we donated $50,000 worth of school desks to DISD and to Kids in Coppell and some of the other markets to instantly give them desks because some of them didn't have access to stuff at home. And just to think about it, donating for teachers and some other things because we're all impacted by this.
Yeah, you know, it never occurred to me that you all would serve the work-at-home market, but instantly that became an enormous market. Well, one thing that, it was about a year and a half ago that you bought the Zale headquarters, and you redid it, and you became a landlord. How's that working out?
It's been absolutely incredible. So it's Veraspace Las Colinas. That was our first building. We've bought our second building in Southlake called Veraspace Southlake. It's right there at 114 in Kirkwood. So we're 90% leased in that first building. So it's over 330,000 square feet of space that we've leased. And so we've already gone in with our clients that are at Veraspace Las Colinas and offered up when you're ready to come back because they're starting to, how do we tweak and enhance your space so that it's ready for the new normal? Our Veraspace Southlake location will actually be ready for clients to start moving in September, in August and September. So
have you
finalizing leases.
Changed the design there at all based on the pandemic?
Well, the beauty is we treat workspace like a canvas and all of our products are designed to be flexible. So listening to great people like Corrigan and thinking about the designs of the future for workspaces, we know that it's all built on flexibility. So we're literally thinking our clients right now, it's on paper. So we're changing the designs on paper to prep them for the move in August and September. But the bones of the space are a giant canvas that we haven't had to make any changes to.
Yeah, it's this is a fascinating time, a challenge to go through. And it's fun to see you all adapting. Jason McCann's the co-founder and CEO of Very. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. Look forward to having you out for a tour when we get back together.
I look forward to seeing it. For more of our conversation with Mr. McCann, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.